Regent Products.
Hi, this is Ruben at Cardiff. I just missed a call. I think it's Sean, potentially, or Scott.
One moment.
Agree to the quoted price. Items are...
Hello, this is Sean.
Hey, did I miss your call? This is Ruben.
Oh, hey, Ruben. Yeah, this is Sean with Regent.
Did I just miss your rank call?
Yeah, I was actually typing an email for you.
My phone's all crazy. Sorry, I just got off the line with Fran.
Oh, great.
Yep. So I got the invoice, I'm making the documents, and this should be wrapped up today.
Great. So just out of curiosity, how does it work with or when we get funded?
We just pay you up front, and then I think you guys are cutting her the money back, correct, on the credit card?
Yes.
Cool. Yep. So, yeah, we're going to try to get you paid. The goal is to have you paid by the end of the day. It really depends when her husband's going to be in the office because they're both signers. But if not today, the funds get released tomorrow.
Awesome. Great.
Cool.
Well, thanks, Ruben. I appreciate all your help on this.
Yeah, you got it, man. No, thanks for the opportunity. Pretty simple deal. Nice people.
Awesome. Great.
I'm dealing with some lunatics. They're not crazy, so.
All right.
Oh, I'm dealing with some real psychopaths right now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You can't imagine.
Here's a fun one for you. Got a referral from a vendor. I do some restaurant financing through some old referrals.
Okay.
Talking to the mother and the daughter, the mother and the son. Vendor's the nicest guy, like a nice old man, not a dirty guy. Either he's a genius because he doesn't find me as a dirty guy. So right. I'm talking to him and I'm like, all right, like, the customer calls me and just, they're going crazy. But the more you go down this rabbit hole, you figure out that the customer's extremely pushy. So I called the customer's union like, hey, you know what? I don't want to go with this vendor. I want to go with someone else. So with these situations, it puts me in a really awkward position because let's say you refer me a deal, Sean, and let's say your customer wants to shop somewhere else. If I don't tell you this and you find out, it's just it's a nasty thing. It makes me look
right.
bad. So what I do is I say, hey, Sean, look, the customer wants to go somewhere else. Are you okay with this? And most vendors say, hey, look, that's fine as long as you tell me, and hopefully I can rectify the issue. Some vendors will say, don't do it. But at the end of the day, I can tell this customer, hey, you can't use your approval, and then they can go apply with someone else here and do the same thing. So there's only so much you can do in that respect. It's really about just sorting out the issue. And so the vendor's rude, they're threatening us. I'm like, okay. I call the vendor. Hey, what's going on? Oh, the customer wants us to make a fake invoice that says that they're buying equipment even though they're not, so they can get a loan for construction.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, so then I call the customer, but nothing is in writing. So I call the customer. I'm like, hey, man, like, what do you not like about the vendor? Oh, well, you know, they're just being really, like, they're not being helpful on certain things. Oh, like, on what specifically? Can you go into detail? Well, you know, just certain things. So, yeah, that's...
Wow. Yeah, no, I get it. It's pretty crazy, though.
What?
I get it. Just, it's pretty wild.
No.
I don't deal with all that.
The biggest issue for our business, actually, it's funny, is, like, and I'm sure you deal with it, it's dealing with secretaries because they're so demanding, but it's not their signature. So it's like, look, at the end of the day, it's not your money. So can we talk to the owner and figure this stuff out? Because
right.
it's not your money. This one will be done today, and it's $20,500 even, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. I will talk to you soon. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. Take care.